Yeah. Well, we're ready to start the next session.
Sir?
Yes.
Or is it?
Now, the world outside of Greenville has been hotly debating whether the world as we know it would come to an end on December the 21st, 2012. Now, the source of this anxiety is the Maya calendar, which ends a major cycle on December the 21st, 2012. And so when you go to the internet, you can find many websites, and I just picked on this one. This is actually a count by the second. Oh. 21st of December. Pero no es el fin del mundo, sino el inicio de una era. So, and the base of that is Maya prophecies, and you see here below that it's also related. Then you can book tours to many Maya sites. It's going to be a major boost to tourism over the Christmas break. Now, since the Maya is one of my research areas, I felt that it should be part of my contribution to community engagement to discuss with you what the Maya are really saying. Now, to begin with that, we have to differentiate between the pre-contact and the post-contact Maya. And I'm learning that myself, what the Maya are really saying today is not necessarily the same as the academics reconstruct. So, first of all, from an academic perspective, I'm going to try to briefly summarize what the Maya calendar is really saying. That is the first part. And then I was going to, at the end, I found a beautiful YouTube about what the contemporary Maya, how the Maya people today approach December the 21st. Now, yeah, basically classic Maya about 250 to 900, and the heartland of the core of the Maya area is the Chiapas, Mexico, Guatemala, and much of the Caribbean mainland, and Belize, and into southeastern Honduras. Now, the reason I picked the howler monkey, I mean, I'm talking about the calendar, I'm talking about time, and in the creation stories of the Maya and early version of human beings were actually monkeys. But then the gods didn't like them because the human equal monkey beings, they couldn't talk, they didn't know how to pay respect to the gods, and so the gods recreated the people and then made them out of maize, and that worked a lot better. Now, in terms of the calendar system, the Maya recorded time through three counting systems. Number one is the Tzolk'in. Now, the Tzolk'in consisted of 20 day names combined with 13 numbers. And it takes 260 days for the same day number combination to repeat. In that sense, it's a cyclical count. And the 260 days are close to like 9 lunar months, which is roughly the period of gestation from conception to the birth of a human baby. And that Tzolk'in is still used by Maya gatekeepers today. Now, this is in the Maya writing system. This is how they wrote the 20-day signs in Yucatan. And it would have basically proceeded 1 Emish, 2 Eek, 3 Akbal, 4 Khan, 5 Chichon, 6 Kivi, 7 Mani, 8 Lamad, 9 Mulok, 10 Ok, 11 Chuen, 12 F, 13 Ben, and then it started over to 1 each. Now, the counting system 2 is the half, and these were 18 months of 20 days, plus 1 month of 5 days that form a solar year, 360 days, known as the half. Of course, that's similar to our solar year.
It's also a cyclical count.
The major difference is that the Mayans don't use leap years. Now, further, the regular month of 5 days is a very interesting liminal time when traditional values and social orders were inverted in important rituals of transition between cycles. And that is still practiced today in many Maya communities. Now, then each day in history is identified by one solitude and one half position. And it takes 52 years or one calendar round for the same combination to repeat. Now, this is how the months are written in Yucatan. So that the irregular month of 5 days would be the white here. Now, not only the Maya, but other Mesoamerican people use this system. Especially the Aztec, the Zapotec, they also used Solkin and Ha. I mean, their languages, it was, they had slightly different names, but they used those. But the disadvantage is you can only count calendar rounds. 52 years is not that long. I mean, a human lifespan may include two calendar rounds, but the Maya were interested to count much further into the past and in the future. And so they used a third counting system, the long count. That was specific to the Maya. Now, that runs differently. It consists of increasing time units multiplied by 20, with the exception of one that's multiplied by 18, that are counted from a creation date. Now, no, it's a creation date, not the only one. For a how a kumku 130000, which corresponds to August 11, 3114 BC, our calendar. This is largely a linear count, except, if you extend it to the grand long count, there's also a cyclical past. Now, according to this, on December the 21st, 2012, the next 13 Baktun ending, Oahu, Free County, 130000 will report. Now, this is written, these units are written like this. This is the long count. It starts out with 1 day, 1 king, 20 days make 1 dinar. Here's the break in the pattern. Here's 18 times 20, 360 days make 1 tun, and then approximately 1 year, 20 of these make 1 katun, and 20 katuns make 1 baktun. So then the way this is read is 13 baktun, 0 katun, 0 tun, 0 renal, 0 tun. Now, and the next ending will occur on December the 21st. Now, David Stewart and others, I mean, he has been the most respected authority on this issue, has investigated certain reported Maya dates, and what has been found that they calculated time much further. I mean, really on scales and levels that transcend human imagination. I mean, here you can see it. There are especially 2 dates reported in Kabbalah that count days of this length. I mean, I would be able to pronounce it. If we put this, or in another way written, if you put this in the Maya calendar, here's the creation date, 13000, 3114 BCE, and then it counts from 13-1, 1 baktun, 2 baktun, 3, 4, 5, until it reaches 13 baktun again, and that's what we're approaching. Oahu, Free County, December the 21st, 2012. Now, of course, after that, it'll go on to up to 20, and here at that point, it's 20 baktun, goes into the next unit 115. 20 baktun create 115. So that gives us a little bit of an idea where, according to the ancient Maya calendar, pre-contact, where we are. And that was one of the big discoveries in the last couple of years. David Stewart has identified one monument, Tortuguero tablet, that actually lists the date of December 1st, 2012. Here we have, it says, the periplo and here we have the 13 buttons. This is 5, 1 bar, 5, 10, 11, 12, 13 baktuns for our house reconstruction. That's the only documented hieroglyphic date that refers to December 22nd. Now, of course, a great interest is what did the ancient Maya do on major period endings? And the most important monument, the most important text really here is the Tiguaxila Sea, that record gives us the Maya version, what happened on the day of creation. And that reading is by David Stewart. It's well preserved, so there is little doubt. It has the 13 baktuns, 0 katuns, 0 tuns, 0 renal, 0 teens, 4 hao, 8 kumku. And then these verbs, they read as something like the face image change. 3 stones, this is the stone glyph, are bound. These 2 gods, the peddler gods, planted the jaguar stone in the 5 sky house. This anonymous god planted the snake stone, and then the 3rd stone was found erected by this god Isamna. It was a water stone, and this creation was overseen by 6 sky lords. Now, we also know in site setting, we know this takes us very briefly to say Baal, a late classic Maya site in the Bhutan, Guatemala. The Maya erected monuments and architectural settings. I mean, we heard in the Kiriguatex that the erection of stones was very important. So during the classic period, they erected these stone monuments as stones of creation. And a lot of times in combination with architecture, this is structure A3. It's symmetrically aligned. It's a radial pyramid, 4 stairs on each side, 4 entrances. There is 1 stela in front of each stairway, and that can be dated to 4 house with Kayakin 1000. It's about 830 AD. And it was commissioned by Ruler E at St. Paul. So this is, and these are the originals. The drawings are easier to see. It would be space, headdress, chest, pectoral, he's holding his bar, the 4 monuments, the space, headdress, here's all Jesus in series, his bar, his face, it's the same ruler. And then here, I mean, we see this, and there's a central monument at the central axis with an altar in front of it. So basically, here's the 4 entrances, here's the central monument. In the ritual context was a way of recreating the world and the cosmos by resetting the 4 directions and the 3 vertical divisions by the 3 platforms on which the temple was constructed. So these were ways in which the ancient Maya bridged time cycles, always under the supervision of a ruler. These were ways in which ancient Maya rulers cemented their authority. Now, this is the classic Maya context, so I'm trying to go to the, excuse me, about 5, 10, less than 10 minutes to that YouTube. Because I was looking again, this is what we can reconstruct from an academic perspective. And now, what are the Maya people really saying today? This is a beautiful YouTube, and any one of you have taken the time
and the mental space to watch the poor one, it's really very beautiful. But I was hoping to show me like 4 or 5 minutes at the beginning, and then at the end where they're really talking about how they're envisioning December 2012.
Hace cientos de años, los mayas profundizaron el conocimiento del tiempo a través del estudio del cosmos y el movimiento de los astros. Los antiguos sacerdotes transmitieron su sabiduría y sus profecías generación tras generación a través de su palabra, en los libros de los templos, en los códices y los libros sagrados del Popol Vuh y del Shilambala. Sus calendarios tienen grandes ciclos de tiempo. Estamos acercándonos al fin de la cuenta larga, la llegada del nuevo sol, un tiempo de esperanza y transformación, una nueva era. Las profecías mayas del 2012 han generado una gran industria de conferencias internacionales, libros y películas. Una de estas conferencias tomó lugar en la llamada Riviera Maya, en Cancún, México.
I did the, it's quite ironic that this conference being in Mexico, that there was certainly, you know, there didn't seem to be someone who's actually a Maya representative, a Maya elder here.
Yo pienso que debería de haber una persona maya explicando lo que sabe más a fondo. No vemos a ninguna persona que sea maya.
Are we really interested in honoring the authentic Maya tradition, or are we just going to be concerned with carving out a niche in the marketplace?
La gente que ha hecho mucho trabajo en relación a las profecías mayas, pues resulta que no son gentes contemporáneos mayas,
personas de otros lugares quieren hablar por nosotros sin saber cómo siente el indígena, qué piensa el indígena, acaso ha vivido con ellos. ¿Ha sentido cómo es el amanecer, un atardecer con ellos?
Seven to five minutes at the end, if that's possible, because that's when they're saying what they are expecting.
Yes.
Yes. Right. Like 5 minutes. Is it possible to determine the end of it? It's close. Yeah, I mean, it's close on ours.
La indicación principal en el 2012
yeah.
es que el ser humano
That's
debe retornar a sus verdaderas raíces. Este ser humano no es nada si no reconoce que tiene conexiones con los astros, tiene conexiones con las montañas, tiene conexiones con el agua, con el viento.
No puede venir la esperanza de otro lado más que entrar en armonía con los elementos de la naturaleza. Entonces, si pudiésemos aprovechar esta energía de los Nahuatl, sin duda alguna, pues a nivel mundial, lograremos un cambio.
Puede ser el fin del mundo si la humanidad lo quiere. Pero si nosotros como humanidad queremos hacer cambios verdaderamente positivos, pues sería la esperanza que para el 2012 es que el pueblo despierte en su totalidad.
La madre naturaleza nos está reclamando. ¿Por qué no han hecho esto? por favor, ¿me van a ayudar o no me van a ayudar? Vayamos sobre las montañas, vayamos a la orilla de los ríos, vayamos en un campo donde puedas sentir la energía de ella. Pedir perdón, hablar con el viento. Amo la vida, por eso te voy a cuidar, madre naturaleza, porque tú eres la que estás de mí. Por favor, llevan eso en su corazón. No pierden la esperanza. Vamos a rescatar a nuestra madre.
Just 20 minutes according to my life. Just exactly 20 minutes. Let's give her a hand, please.